today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And I invite you to be with this episode of today's special under the title of Characteristics of Islamic Daily Life.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today's Wednesday, that is 12th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Urdubehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of May, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Al-Isra, verse 53 from the Holy Quran, and then the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُوا الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا
And tell my servants to say that which is best. Indeed, Satan induces dissension among them. Indeed, Satan is ever, to mankind, a clear enemy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As the discussion in the foregoing verses centered around the issues of the origin and the resurrection and the proofs regarding these two main ideological beliefs, here the Quran instructs the manner of conducting a dialogue and disputation with the dissident, especially the pagans, for no matter how elevated in rank this school might be, the power logic will also be rendered useful. But if it is not coupled with correct methods, discussion and disputation, and instead of affection and favor, harshness and rudeness prevail, it will be fruitless.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
On this episode of today's special, we follow this topic, characteristics of Islamic daily life. Ordinary everyday activities can become rewarding acts of worship if a Muslim does them do for the sake of pleasing Allah. Of them, the regular, constant deeds are best. Allah's Messenger said, the deeds most loved by Allah are those done regularly, even if they are minute. We do not have to do anything extraordinary in our day to obtain divine rewards, but we should establish some daily routine that incorporates not only our daily prayers, but reading the Quran, remembrance of Allah or Azkar, and other simple good deeds. This will bring satisfaction for the heart, heal the soul, and keep the believers on the straight path. many of us are students or work full-time. We are teenagers, single moms, full-time mothers, or retired from the workforce. Muslims vary. And this means everyone has a unique life and a schedule. But the common spiritual practices of Islam bring harmony and balance in all our lives.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the functionality of religion in our today's life. Of course, the characteristic of Islam among the religions and the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, among the existing interpretations of Islam, is that Islam not only pays attention to the spiritual dimension of man, but also pays attention to the material dimension, and sees the relationship between the material and spiritual dimensions as a close relationship, but interwoven. That if a person faces problems in the material dimension, this can have a serious blow to the spiritual dimension of a person, as well as promotion in the spiritual dimension or degradation in it, in human material life, plays a role. The fact that religious teachings say that if a person's faith becomes strong, his sustenance will be abundant. It is the connection between spirituality and material affairs. كاد الفقر أن يكون كفرا. That is, poverty can lead to disbelief. This is the connection between materiality and spirituality.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
can you remember on the previous episodes of today's special, under the title of Islamic Daily Life, we have a short part as daily routines of successful Muslims, and we introduce one routines in every part. Today, we look at the habit of moving our body and eating the right food. Your body is a gift from the Almighty, and you must take care of this gift very carefully. Have a daily exercise routine and avoid all foods that may harm your health both in the short and long run. Some of us will say that they don't have time or money to exercise and eat healthy food, but that is not the case. Exercising or eating healthy meals doesn't require a fancy gym membership or expensive foods. It only requires us to have a minimum of 30 minutes of daily activities and eliminating all toxic foods like sugar and processed food from our diet. From the amazing tips for new Muslims, this is one of them: gaining a connection with the Arabic language. As we read in the Holy Quran, chapter 12, verse 2, indeed we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran that you might understand. Dear brothers and sisters, just because you failed high school Spanish, though, doesn't mean you will have trouble with Arabic. There are many tricks to learning the language, but there are ways to make this easier on yourself. These methods can be found online or in books. With a little research, you can pave your way to gaining an understanding of Arabic. Start by learning the alphabet and connecting letters together. You can learn this in an afternoon if you know someone that is a native Arabic speaker, but go at your own pace. Arabic can be really enjoyable, and you are bound to gain an Islamic vocabulary after listening to talks and lectures. Eventually, you will know meanings of words, and you will be able to use them in conversations with Muslims. Sabr is essential. Sabr means patience, and patience is essential. This is one step. This is one lesson.
One of the famous names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sattarul Uyub. Satar means, you know, covering. Sattarul Uyub means somebody who covers, conceals the defects and the weaknesses of the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He is Sattarul Uyub. In a sense, He knows everything. Miss Imam has really put us at a level that we had to work hard on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about us. Nothing is hidden from Him. There is no ghayb for Him. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada, although in Quran we say, but that is ghayb in relation to us. Ghayb means unseen. Nothing is unseen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we consider to be ghayb is a human perspective. Things are concealed or hidden from us because of physical barrier, you know, spiritual barriers, people's thoughts and minds we can't see. So all different kinds of things are there that we don't know things. And so we will say all those things are ghaib. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing ghaib. Even ghaib for Him is shuhud. It is obvious and apparent for Him. In Quran, there are many, many ayat. Just one or two of them. أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Do not people know that He knows what people conceal and what people, you know, show in appearance? In one ayat says, أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ سِرُّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ. Do not the people know that Allah knows their sirruhum, even their inner thoughts and their whispering? He knows about it. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. He is well aware of what is considered to be ghaib from our perspective. Yet this powerful, almighty, our creator, who has absolute control and knowledge of the whole universe, knows everything about us, but yet He shows His own mercy and compassion by not exposing our weakness and in our sins to others. And therefore we call Him Sattarul Uyub. An imam says, La yakunul mu'min mu'minan. A mu'min cannot be known as a mu'min until he has three qualities, one from As-Sunnatu min Rabbihi. And that sunnah or quality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this issue of being, you know, kitmanus sir.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.